It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Good morning, Jeff Brown.
Good morning.
How are you? It's early.
It's very early. As I was telling you, I feel like I need to be going and catching a plane.
Yeah, that's right. Be at the airport.
Going somewhere.
Yeah, for an international flight. He's got to be 2 hours early.
That's the best kind.
So, Jeff is our guest today. We want to talk about the City Beautiful Commission
that you've got together.
Good group of people. But we got the cleanup day.
We have cleanup day this Saturday, October the 12th. We're encouraging people to come to 3rd and Hazel behind City Hall, and we'll hand out supplies, trash bags, gloves, safety vest, have some target areas, or you can pick your own anywhere, go clean up. And anyway, we're going to meet there, then disperse about probably 9:15. Come at 9, send people out around 9:15. We want to take some pictures.
Sure.
Have hopefully a lot of our city council people there. And anyway, we're want to get Texarkana looking clean, neat, pretty. Texarkana is the most fantastic place to live, and we want everybody to know it. And see it. And we want it to be look good so more people want to come see it.
And that's right. But we were talking on that Facebook thing earlier about volunteers. You know, we want as many volunteers as we can. So we want to reach out to, church groups, Cub Scout groups.
Yes, any kind of group. Some of the A&M ambassadors are going to be there, and we're encouraging other schools to send their kids and their volunteer service groups to come. We're also going to have dumpsters at 3 locations, and people can bring things that, you wouldn't go in a trash bag and put in the dumpsters.
Okay, good.
Church groups might know of elderly people that can't bring things for the dumpsters on their own, and be a way they can help out some of their older people by getting rid of things they want to get rid of.
Yeah, and a good way to do that, though, because, I mean, this is a huge effort on your part.
It is, and everybody
to organize this day,
first off,
but to keep the volunteers kind of focused. If they were to contact you, then, we know that Mrs. Holcomb over here, needs help hauling off.
Yes. But anybody, if you need more information, you can give me a buzz, 903-277-0457. We are hopefully going to have lots of people there. I mean, we've worked pretty hard getting it all together. We're being helped by Keep Arkansas Beautiful. They always want the towns in Arkansas to have cleanups throughout the year, and we aim to have one in the fall and one in the spring.
Good idea.
It really is.
Good time to do it, too, because it's going to be nice and cool and sunny on Saturday, so you won't sweat yourself to death when you go out and clean up. It's going to be a great day to do
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, the weather is going to be beautiful, and we're certainly not asking you to come and give us your whole Saturday. Just come, if you can just come for an hour, just come, spend 30 minutes, an hour.
Or you take 3 or 4
two or
people
3 hours
picking up some tin cans and paper on the side of the road. You can get a lot done.
Get a lot done in a very short amount of time. And it makes a huge difference.
It really does. Can you stick around with us a little bit? Because, there's some things we want to run down that we can't dispose of. Tires, things like that. Hang around with us a little?
Yes.
All right, so here we are. Can you do any interior decorating on my trailer?
I can decorate.
Single wide, double wide, triple wide,
two-story wide.
That's right. Jeff Brown, he can decorate a 40-foot ditch if you ask him to.
Make it look better.
But no, heading up it's a big effort what you guys are doing with the cleanup day. The City Beautiful Commission. How many members you got on that?
I think we're about 10. We've added a couple of new people lately that I'm so thrilled they're on with us. And anyway, we got a great group of people. I'm actually one of the newer ones, but I've been on about 5 years. Mm-hmm. So
For a while now. Earlier, I just kind of hinted at that tires. Let's see. over here.
You
tires.
You can't leave tires.
Appliances.
Appliances, hazardous waste, or any sort of chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in any state.
As far as I know about anything
else,
old mattresses or whatever, just bring it and we'll have the dumpsters. Right. There'll be one at Iron Mountain Center, one at Bramble Park, and one at Sand Flat Glendale. And I did, again, like I was saying earlier, I think it would be a wonderful outreach for church groups, mm-hmm. you know, to help elderly people go pick up some things that they maybe need to just get rid of, and they can take them and pick them up and bring them and put them in these dumpsters. It's a great opportunity to get rid of larger items that aren't very easy to dispose of.
And for us older folks like me and JW, that, you know, we're just too rickety to.
And me too.
Well, we're too rickety to get out there.
Well,
and
it's a big blessing to those older people who can't do it but would like to get it done,
but
and they don't know how to do it.
We can volunteer.
I don't think y'all qualifies those.
No, we're not in that bracket. We're not in that bracket.
But we're old enough that we can have our kids do it.
That's right. It's a good opportunity for kids to come. They go and pick it up. You know, pick up trash in safe spots and.
Yeah. And we did it on the Facebook, but give Jeff a chance to talk about his business.
My business?
His business.
Well, man, everybody's in.
Everybody knows your business.
Oh, Jeff, okay. Jeff Brown's business. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm actually down the street from y'all on College
Neighbors
Drive, just off of State Line. Mm-hmm. We have all sorts of home things for your house and home. Mostly do interior decorating and sell all sorts of everything. And if, you know, do new curtains, new help with anything you need for your house.
He'll pretty it up. But you also got a bunch of candles in there.
We have a lot of candles, diffusers. I mean, we have really the best ones around, I think. LAFCO, Antica. We have Nest candles and diffusers, which are fantastic. Niven Morgan, Archipelago, and a few other brands.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a candle season, but I would think we were heading into it with the holidays.
The
fall, the holidays.
As it cools off,
the cool.
I think people tend to like to maybe burn candles a little bit more. But you know, that's the...
Because you're inside more.
Right.
Well, but that's the great thing about diffusers. You know, they kind of give you a soft scent constantly.
See, we should have got with Jeff because April went out and bought these things. I was sitting on the couch up front earlier and it sprayed me in the ear. She put it in a plant, but it's like on a timer or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. It like to give me a heart attack up in here.
Oh, I don't even know what those are.
Some Glade air freshener.
There you go.
Well, those don't count.
High quality stuff there. That's
so,
us.
So Saturday, October 12th, again, 9 a.m. to noon, cleanup day, Texarkana, Arkansas. I have some dumpsters out, Bramble Park, Sand Flat, Iron Mountain, but meeting at 3rd and Hazel right there
behind City
Hall.
At 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Saturday. So if you can't, and if you can just spare, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Just
stop and pick up. I mean, they'll give you the bags to do it with, gloves. A lot of folks, a lot of the volunteers are like in for the whole time, so they'll be wearing vests and all the safety gear that you need.
Yes.
It's a great cause, and it's actually a good chance to get to know some of our fellow Texarkana, Arkansas
neighbors. And I think Keep Arkansas Beautiful sent us some T-shirts, so we're going to have at least a few T-shirts to give away, too.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks for coming by, Jeff. Or you want to stick around and play a game with us? I got a hole in the headline.
He
trivia.
Needs to stick around and play one game.
You play trivia out at Pops
fairly often.
This is probably easier than the trivia
with Velvet. But Velvet is a champion. I'm not as much of a champion.
Yeah, she has a vast knowledge of useless information.
Does.
She does.
Useless.
Well, I don't know about useless. I mean, Velvet has a lot of useful information.
Of course she does. But I mean, with the trivia, you know what I mean?
Right.
Trivia. So we'll do that here in a minute. Two old men. Morning show, Sometimes a Dog, and our guest Jeff Brown.
Hello.
Trivia champion.
I wouldn't say trivia champion, but I do
make sure he's not texting Velvet.
Moral support.
I have to put the phone away. No texting
for our group. The people in my group are very smart, and they can come up with all of this obscure information, or at least it's obscure to me.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh,
I got some trivia questions.
Okay. Don't cheat.
Don't look at me. I got to use old man font so I can read it.
Yeah,
everybody sits
in that chair wants to.
I'm trying to hide it. What room in the average American home?
He should know
with
this.
All this design work that you've been doing for years. What room in the average American home is the scene of the greatest number of arguments?
The bedroom.
JW?
That sounds good, but I'm going to say the kitchen.
It is the kitchen. Apparently, that's where more arguments take place. But I can, I don't know. Maybe the older you get, maybe bedroom. But
well, I think of things happening behind closed doors where they don't want the kids to hear it.
True.
Probably. Yeah. These two men learned to make ice cream by taking a $5 correspondence course from Penn State.
Ben Who are they? Jerry.
Both of you. That was y'all knew that right away.
Two men.
Yeah, y'all know your ice cream.
Know our ice cream.
That's right.
Well, unfortunately, I do know ice cream.
In 1939, a nephew of a European leader wrote an article called Why I Hate My Uncle. Then he came to the U.S., served in the Navy, settled on Long Island. Who was his uncle?
Uncle Adolf.
Uncle Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
And I go ahead and give that because Jeff's like, I can't just imagine Jeff going...
Well, 1939.
In the 1970s, Mattel sold a doll called Growing Up Skipper. When you turned her arm, this happened.
Her hair got longer.
She got bigger.
More specific?
Her breasts got bigger.
Okay. That is exactly what happened.
I thought about that, but this is a family show.
It is a family show.
Well, there's nothing wrong about that.
What's wrong with Mattel?
There's nothing wrong with
her breast bigger. Her breast grew larger. I'm going to tell you this. I don't want to. I'm not going to do it. But if you want, Google the original TV commercial for this.
I don't remember that. And I was growing up.
It would have to be a hoot.
Growing up Skipper. Yeah.
Growing up Skipper.
Two states bill themselves as the Sunshine State. Uh-huh. There's two Sunshine
Florida.
States.
Florida, California.
Florida and
California. No,
California's not right, is it?
South Dakota.
South Dakota?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well.
They can bill themselves as that.
I've never been there, though, so I don't, maybe it is.
They could say that they're the largest state in the world if they want. I don't know. Let's see. What's another one here? What are the names of the two landmark stone lions sitting in front of the New York Public Library at 5th Avenue and 42nd in New York City?
Don't know.
I didn't know they had names.
Let's text Velvet and see if she knows.
She probably knows.
Oh, Velvet would know. She knows everything.
You think so? We're going to save that for...
I have total faith in Velvet.
Text Velvet. Or just call her. Let's just call Velvet and put her on speakerphone. We're going to include...
Velvet awake?
I want to see if she knows this. Velvet, of course, also the heads up the museum systems here.
Yes, yes.
And
does such a fantastic job.
She really does, and we've talked about doing some more. You know how we used to do those ghost walks?
Oh, yeah. Need to do those again.
Will you be on the radio?
We're going to put you on speaker.
Come on, Velvet.
I want to ask you a trivia question, except I don't know it, so maybe you don't.
Should I put her on speaker? Yeah, put her on speaker.
Okay.
And Velvet, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jeff and JW.
We got a trivia question for you.
He says that you are the trivia genius.
Well, I told him that you, Brandon, Bob, Leslie, these other people are all so smart.
Well, Jeff's been killing it. We've been asking him trivia questions, and he really has been killing it. So we want to ask you this particular one that none of us knew. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
What are the names of the two landmark stone lions sitting in front of the New York Public Library at 5th Avenue and 42nd Street in New York?
Okay, the names of the lions?
Yep, the names were given to them by Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia.
That should maybe be a clue.
She's Googling it. I bet she's Googling. Are you Googling?
No.
She's trying to think of the answer.
Do I get any hints?
No.
Are they like... Okay, so...
No, this is world-class trivia right here.
Okay, so we're talking about, like, names that they're called, but they're not necessarily, like, people's names.
Maybe, like, Joe for Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn for Marilyn Monroe or...
All right, so you haven't answered yet.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to re-ask the question, okay?
Okay.
What are the names of the two landmark stone lions sitting in front of the New York Public Library at 5th Avenue and 42nd Street in New York?
Okay, I don't know their names, but I know that they represent patience and fortitude.
That is their names.
I think she got it.
Yeah, Velvet, you
are amazing.
She is amazing.
That's what I'm going to say. That was spectacular. Hold on, let me ask you this one.
No.
In the 1970s, Mattel sold a doll called Growing Up Skipper. When you turned her arm, when you turned her arm, this happened.
She would get taller.
No.
Her hair would grow.
No.
Growing up.
That was my first
growing
answer.
Up.
Yeah, she's growing up.
She's getting to be a teenager.
Hormonal.
She would get boobies.
There you go.
Jeff and Velvet, thanks for joining us in here this morning.
Thank you.
Always a lot of fun. Again, reminder, City Beautiful Commission, October 12th, 9 a.m. to noon. Everybody get together at 9 a.m., corner of 3rd and Hazel, right there behind City Hall.
Yep, clean up Texarkana.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.